High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to Lincoln Christian High School here tonight, the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament on 1230 KHAS. Round two matchup here this evening as the Lincoln Christian Crusaders get ready to take on the Blue Hawks of Hastings St. Cecilia. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you tonight. St. Cecilia coming in as the number six seed in the tournament this year. The Hawks playing last night and knocking off Columbus Scotus by the score of 52-38. In that ball game last night, Phil Hamburger leads the way at 13 points in the ball game. Cesar Tino knocked down a couple of three-pointers. He scored 10 points. Zach Stirrup also with 10 points in the ball game. Hawks got out to a 26-16 halftime advantage, and they go on to win last night by a score of 52-38. St. Cecilia now 11-4 on the season. Lincoln Christian, they did not play last night. They are the number three seed here in the Centennial Conference basketball tournament. The record, likewise, 11 wins and 4 losses on the season. Christian has lost to Grand Island Central Catholic this year, 57-36. They've also lost to Elkhorn South, 47-36. They dropped a game to Hastings St. Cecilia earlier this year on this floor, 55-48. And their last ball game on Saturday, they lost to Lincoln Pius by the score of 64-53. Christian, a team that is averaging 53 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 47 on the defensive end. Hastings St. Cecilia averaging 48 points per ball game on offense. They are giving up 38.8 on the defensive end. So Hastings St. Cecilia and Lincoln Christian playing for the second time this season. Again, the Hawks knocking off Christian in the first meeting, 55-48. Winner of this ball game will move on to the semifinals of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament on Friday night. They'll play the winner of the ball game going on tonight in Grand Island between Grand Island Central Catholic and Boys Town. The other matchups here in the quarterfinal round in the boys' side of the tournament, you've got to Lincoln Lutheran playing at Archbishop Bergen and also Council Bluffs St. Albert against Wahoo Newman in this tournament here this evening. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to High School Basketball.
Hastings College graduates become astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So the singing of the National Anthem as we get set for basketball action here tonight from Lincoln Christian High School, the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament on 1230 KHIS. We gave you the matchups on the boys' side of things here for tonight. The girls also playing as Columbus Scotus is playing Aquinas tonight. Aquinas is the number one seed on the girls' side of things. It's Wahoo Newman taking on Concordia tonight, and Archbishop Bergen is playing Hastings St. Cecilia, and we understand the Hawkettes picked up a win tonight in a ball game just completed. St. Cecilia, the number two seed on the girls' side of things, rolling past Archbishop Bergen tonight by the score of 88-32. That ball game just completed back at the Chapman Gym. Hastings St. Cecilia winning over Archbishop Bergen 88-32. So we got the St. Cecilia boys on the road tonight here in Lincoln, and your starting lineups, first of all, for Lincoln Christian. The lineup will look like this. It'll be Cole Dworak getting a start. Dworak is a 5'7" junior who is averaging 10.5 points, 1.5 rebounds per game. J.D. Freeman is a 5'10" junior. Freeman averaging 6.5 points, 3.7 rebounds per game. Andre Orduna is a 5'11" senior. His uncle was Joe Orduna, who played at University of Nebraska several years ago. Orduna, a running back for the Huskers. This is Andre. Andre is averaging 8 points and 2 rebounds per game. Levi Gibson is a 6'2" junior who's averaging 11 points and 8 rebounds per game. And Logan Power is 6'3" and sophomore who's averaging 6 points and 4 rebounds per ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia would go with Mike Hannon tonight. Hannon is 6'1" junior, averaging 4 points and 4 rebounds per game. Chase Bassett, 5'11", a sophomore. Bassett averaging 1 point and 1 rebound per game. Cesar Tino getting a start tonight for St. Cecilia, the 5'11" sophomore. Tino is averaging 8 points and 1.6 rebounds per game. Phil Hamburger, the 6'2" junior, averaging 12 points and 5 rebounds per game. And Zach Stirrup, a 6'10" senior, averaging 11 points and 7 rebounds per game. Matt Kissinger has a shoulder injury. He suffered last night in the ball game against SCOTUS and will not play here tonight. Lincoln Christian controls the opening tip, and Cole Dworak goes right to the hole and scores. So Lincoln Christian grabs the early lead as they control the ball off with a tap and took it right to the hole and scored. So Christian has got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia by a score of 2-0. Hawks come back. They lob it right inside to Stirrup. His shot is up and in. Zach Stirrup scored 14 points the last time these two teams played back on January 8th here in Lincoln. And the Hawks have come back to tie things up just underway here in Lincoln. 2-2 is the score. Dworak moves the ball out on top to Orduna. Orduna moves it over in the wing now to Freeman. Looks for some dribble penetration. Gives it up now to Gibson. Gibson lobs it over here to Dworak. Lobs it back down low on the block. The Power shot off of the window is good. Logan Power scores. He's got 2 points in the ball game, and Christian goes out on top by the score of 4-2 over Hastings St. Cecilia. Last time these two teams played, Christian led throughout much of the first half, 6-7 points. Led at halftime by 5 before St. Cecilia came up with a big third quarter to take advantage of the ball game. It's 4-2 here. Christian out on top. Stirrup comes over here to the near side. Cesar Tino for 3. His shot's way off of the mark. No good. The ball is knocked out of bounds, and it was last touched there by Lincoln Christian. So it's going to be Hastings St. Cecilia inbounding the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Both teams in blue and white here tonight. St. Cecilia in their blue uniforms trimmed and lettered in white. Lincoln Christian just the opposite. St. Cecilia shooting to our basket to our left as we view it here from Lincoln Christian High School. 4-2 is the score. Crusaders have the lead. Here's a shot by Stirrup from 10 feet away. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped to the near sideline. It's picked up here by Hamburger of St. Cecilia. Now to Stirrup, the basket on the wing. Trying to angle in. Can't do it. Band-to-band defense here for Lincoln Christian. Cesar Tino comes over here to Hamburger. Takes it down on the baseline. Nearly stumped out of bounds. Bombs it inside. Down to Stirrup. He goes for the window. His shot is up there and in. Zach Stirrup with a couple of field goals for the Blue Hawks, and we're tied now at 4 points apiece. Been tied at 2 and now tied up 4 points. There's a lob pass underneath to a Freeman. Down in the corner to Dworak. His shot from the corner is going to be no good. High into the air for the rebound is going to be a Power. Gets it back outside. There's a shot taken by Freeman. No good. And the rebound comes down to Hannon of St. Cecilia. Hannon to Hamburger. Into the forecourt to Bassett. Drives. A shot no good. And a foul is going to be called. Good job of the transition there by St. Cecilia. Bassett goes to the hole. And he draws the personal foul on Lincoln Christian with 5:55 to play here in this first quarter. The personal foul is going to go on Cole Dworak. That's going to be his first. And the first team foul on the Crusaders here in this first quarter of play. Going to the free throw line, Chase Bassett. Bassett, a 25% foul shooter in the season. His shot is up there. It's good. Bassett now 4 out of 13 from the free throw line. Did not get to the stripe last night. Scored 2 points in the ball game against Columbus SCOTUS. Now a 5-4 ball game. St. Cecilia has got the lead. Here comes the next shot. It's up and in. So Bassett nails a pair, and the Blue Hawks go out on top on a score of 6-4 here in the basketball game here tonight. Lincoln Christian with the ball as they bring it into the offensive scoring zone. Christian working against the St. Cecilia. Man-to-man defense. Dworak has got the ball on the left side. Dworak out on the wing. Now throws it out between the circles to Freeman. Drives the ball down the right side of the lane. His shot is up there good. Freeman finds a seam in the defense and takes it right to the hole and scores. And now we're tied up at 6 points apiece here in the first quarter. Hamburger's got the ball now for St. Cecilia. Out on top to Stirrup. Goes on the wing on the right side to Mike Hannon. Hannon holds it. Finally gets it into the hands of Hamburger. Back outside to Cesar Tino. Now to Bassett. Inside to Stirrup. Dumps the ball off to Hannon. And Hannon is called for the traveling violation. Hannon couldn't get it up there. And he's called for the traveling violation after a little hop just to the right side of the basket. That's the first turnover on St. Cecilia. The Hawks averaged 12 turnovers per ball game. They had 17 the last time these two teams played back on January 8th there in Lincoln. And now the Crusaders have a chance to pull ahead. We're tied at 6 points apiece. With the basketball is Orduna. Free throw line extended to the right side. Comes out on top to Gibson. Gibson lobs it inside to Power. Puts a man in the air. The shot is up there. It's no good. And a foul is going to be called. And Hannon leaves his feet. He went high in the air and came down hard just to the left of the basket. And Hannon is a little slow in getting up. He's going to have to come to the bench, I do believe. He went down and hit his head on the hardwood here. He went high into the air as Logan Power fakes just before he got rid of the basketball. And Hannon is charged with a personal foul. Power to the free throw line. His shot is up and in. And coming into the ball game now for St. Cecilia is going to be Sheehy. Coming out is going to be Mike Hannon. Again, Kissinger is on the bench. Had a shoulder injury last night in the ball game against SCOTUS. He will not play tonight. Logan Power now with 3 points in the basketball game. It's a 7-6 ball game. As Lincoln Christian goes out on top. Here's the second shot by Power. It's up there. It's good. So he buries a couple of free throws. 8-6 the score now. Lincoln Christian with the lead. Hamburger down the right sideline for Hastings St. Cecilia. Hamburger lobs it back out between the rings. Now to Stirrup. To Hamburger on the deep wing right side. Cross-court pass comes over here to Bassett. That is Cesar Tino. Puts it on the floor. His pass is going to be deflected. It's brought down by Dworek. He drives the ball against Tino. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball being tapped around, and Cesar grabs the ball here for St. Cecilia. So the Hawks turn it away, but Lincoln Christian cannot put any points on the scoreboard at the other end. Hastings St. Cecilia with the ball. Here's Hamburger. Right-handed dribble into the offensive zone. The Sheehy down in the corner now to Cesar Tino. Drives for the basket. A shot off of the glass. Good. Cesar Tino scores. He had 11 points against Christian the first time around. Had a good ball game last night. Scored 10 against Columbus SCOTUS. Now we're tied up at 8 points apiece. Here's a little short jumper in the lane. It's going to be no good by Freeman. Rebound comes down to Stirrup at St. Cecilia. Outlet pass goes to the right sideline. Cesar Tino spins right side of the lane. Puts up a shot blocked down. Picked up by Cesar. He's going to dribble back out here in three-point territory. Tino down to Hamburger. 4-3. It's in the air. It's off of the back iron. No good. Rebound loose is picked up by Freeman. He throws it down here to Orduna. And here come the Crusaders of Lincoln Christian as a Dworek. Dumps it off in the lane. Now kicks it back out to Gibson. It's shot for three. No good. Rebound comes down to Bassett of St. Cecilia. 3:45 to play here in the first quarter. We're tied up 8 points apiece. Hamburger drives the ball down the left side of the lane. Loses control of the ball. Goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Christian basketball. The third turnover already in St. Cecilia in the ball game. Coming into the ball game now for the Blue Hawks will be Tim Skolk. Chase Bassett will come to the bench. 3 minutes and 40 seconds to play now. In the first quarter, we are tied up at 8 points apiece. Grant Techmeyer also comes into the ball game now for Lincoln Christian. Here's Orduna with the ball. Gets it away to J.D. Freeman. Out on top. Lobs it inside. Techmeyer grabs it. Techmeyer against Sheehy. Can't put up a shot. Out to Gibson. Free throw line jumper is put up there. It's off of the right side. No good. And the rebound comes down to Hamburger of St. Cecilia. Right-handed dribble across the timeline. Hamburger having problems with the dribble and now gets it into the hands of Sheehy. Down to Skolk on the near sideline. Skolk out to Hamburger. Brings it back to Skolk. Left side of the lane. Tim dribbles once with the basketball. Now he's got to get rid of it. Jump pass goes over to Cesar Tino. To Hamburger. Inside down to Stirrup. Comes back on the low block left side. A shot by Sheehy off of the baseline. No good. And the rebound comes down to J.D. Freeman. Freeman right-handed dribble as he hustles across the 10-second line. Takes it down into baseline, then reverses the ball, gets it out here to Gibson. Down in the corner to Orduna. A shot for three is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Cesar Tino. Tied up at 8 points apiece, 2:42 to play. Here in the first quarter, here's Stirrup with the ball, nearly lost control of it. Goes down in the corner to Skolk, a shot for three, no good. Rebound comes down to Techmeyer for Lincoln Christian. Down the far sideline, Orduna jumps it off now on the right side to Carlson. His shot is up there, it's going to be partially deflected, and the ball is brought down here by Hamburger of St. Cecilia. Hamburger now to Stirrup, to Tim Skolk. Now with 2:20 to play here in the first quarter, St. Cecilia will set up in the half-court offense, working against this man-to-man defense. Skolk trying to hand the ball away, and we got a reaching-in foul called here on Andre Orduna of Lincoln Christian. That's going to be his first. That is the second team foul in Lincoln Christian here in the first quarter. Cesar Tino comes out of the ball game. Here comes Mike Hannon back in there. 2:13 to play here in the first quarter. We're tied at 8 points apiece. Cole Dworak comes in now for Lincoln Christian, replacing J.D. Freeman. So St. Cecilia will play it in off of the far sideline. Hamburger has got it here in the backcourt. Lincoln Christian stays with her man-to-man defense. Out on top is going to be Sheehy. Brings it back to the left wing. Tim Skolk with the ball. Skoke dribbles once. High rainbow pass goes to the far side. Hamburger down to Hannah down here in three-point territory. Down to Tim Skoke. On the deep wing on the left side is Hamburger again. Comes out to Sheehy between the rings. Back to Hannon. He fires up a long-range jumper. Good. Just inside the three-point ring. Mike Hannon cans one there for St. Cecilia. And the Hawks go out on top with a score of 10-8 here in the ball game. We're down to a minute and 40 seconds to play in the first quarter. Pressure by the Hawks on the perimeter. Sheehy goes down to the hardwood to grab the ball, and he steals it away. Gets it into the hands of Hannon. That is the first turnover on Lincoln Christian in the ball game. Mike Hannon slides back into the offensive scoring zone. Comes to Tim Skoke here on the left side. Lobs it down low. That's a stirrup. His shot from 10 is up there. Rims off, no good. Rebound loose. It comes out to the free throw line. The scramble is on. Techmeyer grabs the ball for Lincoln Christian. Sends it to the far sideline to Gibson. Gibson stops at the top of the three-point circle. Now to Techmeyer. He drives the ball. Traveling violation. Grant Techmeyer is whistled for the traveling violation. That is the second turnover on Lincoln Christian in the ballgame. 106 to play here in the first quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead over Lincoln Christian, 10-8. In the second round of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament tonight, we're at Lincoln Christian High School. Inbounding the ball will be Tim Skoke here in backcourt. He throws it. It gets away from Hamburger. Nearly goes out of bounds. He chases it down on the end line. Picked up by Hamburger. Down to Skoke. Back to Hamburger. Races it across the 10-second line. Now the ball is popped loose. The scramble is on. And Lincoln Christian grabs the ball. And now we got a jump ball called down there. The arrow pointing in favor of the Crusaders. Or is it pointing in favor of St. Cecilia? Hawks will play it in off of the far sideline. 56 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 10-8 to score. Hawks have a two-point advantage early in the ball game. They lob it into a Zach Stirrup. Cross-court pass comes to Hamburger. Wide open for three. A shot way off of the mark. Rebound comes down to Hannon on the baseline. A shot up and in. Mike Hannon grabs the offensive board and the putback. He's got 4 points in the ball game, and the Hawks now lead by 4 points. 12-8 is the score. Orduna with the ball now for Lincoln Christian. Comes out on top. This is going to be Logan Power, who's back into the ball game. Power looking to penetrate. Can't do it. He's cut off nicely there by Stirrup. Gets into the hands of Colson. Trevor Colson now left side of the lane. Back out on top to Techmeyer. Techmeyer right wing to a Dworak. Cross-court pass goes over to Colson. We're down to 19 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Christian may be playing for the final shot here of the period. Here's Orduna. Kicks it back out to Dworak. His shot for three is going to be no good. Stirrup grabs the rebound. 9 seconds to go. Stirrup gets the ball to Hannon. Hannon down to Skoke into the forecourt to Hamburger. He drives toward the hole. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Tip try by Hannon is up and in. Mike Hannon gets the offensive board and the putback. Hannon now is 6 points in the ball game, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. St. Cecilia with a six-point lead there as St. Cecilia gets the final bucket of the first quarter on the tip by Mike Hannon. So the first quarter in the books. Boys High School basketball action for you tonight. Here on 1230 KHAS, Hastings St. Cecilia 14, Lincoln Christian 8.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing, from new construction, remodeling, repairs and service, to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Lincoln Christian High School, Hastings St. Cecilia, out on top of Lincoln Christian in the Centennial Conference basketball tournament. 14-8 is the score. Here's Christian with the opening possession of the second quarter, and they throw the ball away. Trying to get it to Logan Power, and they throw the ball out of bounds. Third turnover now on Lincoln Christian. St. Cecilia with three turnovers. And now Christian going to apply some pressure in backcourt, and they immediately knock the ball out of bounds as Stirrup tries to inbound the ball there to Simon Ostrander, who's into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Christian pops it back out of bounds on the tip. So Stirrup will try it again. This time he gets it into Hannon on the far side, out of Ostrander. And Simon will bring things up now for St. Cecilia. Double teamed here in backcourt. Simon gets rid of it. Down to Stirrup. Here's a pass deflected out of bounds. trying to take it down the floor to Chase Bassett. He was open for a second. Pass was a little bit late by Stirrup, and the ball tipped out of bounds by Trevor Colson of Lincoln Christian. So St. Cecilia will inbound the basketball, baseline left side underneath their own basket. They lob it into Zach Stirrup, back down in the corner to Ostrander, back inside to Zach. His shot is up there and in. Zach Stirrup now with 6 points in the basketball game for St. Cecilia, and the Hawks are out on top by 8 points, 16-8. Opening better to the second quarter here at Lincoln Christian High School. Here are the Crusaders now back into the offensive scoring zone. Gibson out here in three-point territory, drives the ball against Stirrup. Nice dish down low. Power grabs the ball. It's got to be blocked by Stirrup. Ball is going to be recovered here by Simon Ostrander of St. Cecilia. Hawks down the near sideline. They get the ball to Chase Bassett. Inside to Zach. Spins toward the baseline. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Levi Gibson for the Crusaders. Long pass down the floor to Freeman. Shot is up and in. J.D. Freeman with his second field goal in the ball game. He's got 4 points. And the Crusaders back to within six. 16-10. We're in the second quarter. Here's Ostrander in backcourt. Gets the ball now to Stirrup. To Simon Ostrander down the near sideline. Brings it into the offensive scoring zone. Ostrander comes over here to Sheehy. Sheehy back to Ostrander down in the corner. Takes it down in the baseline. Down to Stirrup. Cross-court pass to Bassett. Back out on top. A three-pointer. Put up and in. That's Mike Cannon. Cannon's got the hot hand tonight. He has got 9 points already here in this basketball game. And St. Cecilia is out on top by nine. It is 19-10. Here's Levi Gibson for three. His shot's going to be short. Rebound comes down to Sheehy. Lincoln Christian not shooting the ball well here in this first half. There's a pass down to four. It's going to be tipped out of bounds to St. Cecilia. Try to take it down the floor there to Stirrup. The ball was tipped out of bounds by Levi Gibson. Andre Orduna comes back into the ball game now for Lincoln Christian, replacing Trevor Colson. 19-10 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top here over Lincoln Christian in the Centennial Conference basketball tournament tonight. St. Cecilia plays things in. Hannon loses the ball out of bounds on the far sideline. It'll be a turnover on St. Cecilia, their fourth of the ball game. Earlier tonight, back at the Chapman Gym, the Hastings St. Cecilia girls blasting Archbishop Bergen 88-32. They'll play the winner of the Newman-Concordia game coming up on Thursday night at 7:45 in the semifinals here at Lincoln Christian. Here are the Crusaders now with the ball in their offensive zone. Freeman spins right side of the lane, puts up a shot off of the glass. No good, and he's fouling the play. So the foul is going to go on St. Cecilia. Cesar Tino picks up the foul. It's going to be his first. Lincoln Christian will go to the free throw line with J.D. Freeman. Semifinals for the girls are going to be held on Thursday. Semifinals for the boys on Friday, and then both championship games on Saturday here at Lincoln Christian. The championship games will be played at 4:15 for the girls and 6 o'clock for the boys. Freeman misses the first free throw here for Christian. They're down 2 out of 3 from the free throw line tonight. Freeman is 65% foul shooter in the season. He's now 26 out of 41 from the free throw line. Next one is up there. He misses that one as well. Ball is loose. Here's a tap, and it goes right through the hole. Levi Gibson reaches out, and he gets the little tap and puts it right down through the hole. So it's now 19-12. St. Cecilia with a 7-point lead. Hawks with the ball. Hamburger comes over here to Hannon. Lobs it inside to Stirrup. Back out to Hannon. To Hamburger. Now deep in the corner to Tim Skoke. Skoke puts it on the floor. Dribbles up high on the block. Sends it to Cesar Tino. Tino turnaround jumper right side of the lane. His shot no good. Ball picked up in the lane by Cesar. Hands it away down the lane. And Skoke has shot no good. And he's fouling the play. And Tim Skoke will go to the free throw line now for St. Cecilia. He was fouled in a play there by J.D. Freeman. That's going to be his first team foul. Number 3 on the Crusaders here in the first half. Skoke to the free throw line. He was 0-for-2 last night in the ball game against Columbus Scotus. He's now 2 out of 9 from the free throw line this season. 22%. His shot is up there, and he misses that one. They'll have one more. Skoke scored 3 points in the ball game against Lincoln Christian earlier this season. Did not score in the ball game last night against Columbus Scotus. 19-12 the score. St. Cecilia with the lead. Tim Skoke back to the free throw line. His shot is up there. That one is going to be too strong. And the rebound comes down to Logan Power. So Power has got the ball now to Andre Orduna as he brings it into the offensive scoring zone here for the Crusaders. They are ranked number 3 this week in Class C2, according to the Lincoln Journal Star. St. Cecilia ranked number 4 in Class C1. Here's Power with the ball, driving against Skoke. Takes the ball out of the paint. Now he's got to get rid of it. Finally does so. Levi Gibson has got it. Gibson here on the near side. His pass is going to be tipped and it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Stirrup. Gets the ball down the floor to Hamburger. Spins, takes the ball out of the hole and loses the ball out of bounds. But it was knocked out of his hands. Knocked out of his hands there by Lincoln Christian getting back there is Cole Dworak. So St. Cecilia will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 4:54 to play second quarter. 19-12. The Hawks have a 7-point lead. Mike Hannon with the ball. Comes over here to Cesar Tino. Now left sideline, Tim Skolk. His pass is deflected, picked up now by Stirrup. Cross-court pass goes to Hamburger. Back outside to Cesar Tino. To Hamburger. Now to Skolk, to Cesar. Down in the corner. Drives the baseline. It's cut off. Comes out to Stirrup. Stirrup lobs her back out to Hamburger. Down to the free throw line to Mike Cannon. His pass deflected, but Stirrup grabs the ball, turns around, fires up a shot, and scores it. Zach Stirrup went out with 8 points in the ball game. Hannon's got nine, so between those two guys, they got 17 out of the 21 points here tonight. For St. Cecilia is a Hawks squad on top now by the score of 21-12. Orduna, entry pass. They get it inside J.D. Freeman, and now a traveling violation. Nope, the foul is going to be called in St. Cecilia. Freeman trying to back up there against a couple of defenders for the Blue Hawks, and the foul is going to go on Stirrup. That's going to be his first. Team foul number three on the Blue Hawks, a non-shooting situation, so it's going to be Lincoln Christian inbounding the ball. From underneath their own basket, Cole Dworak will play it in. Nice pass here. They get it down low to Freeman, and he puts it in. J.D. Freeman coming off of a screen on the backside, gets the easy field goal. He's got 6 points in the ball game. Now 21-14. St. Cecilia with the lead. Hamburger down the near sideline. Stops, goes down in the corner to Skolk. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here in the three-point territory. To Hannon. Comes over here to Hamburger. Down in the corner now. Cesar Tino. His pass will be tipped and intercepted. Intercepted by Levi Gibson. He runs her back the other way. Nice feed there to Andre Orduna, and he lays it in. So five turnovers now in St. Cecilia. And now the Hawks have a basketball tipped out of bounds right at the 10-second line as they try to beat the Lincoln Christian defense back down the floor. So the score is now 21-16. Lincoln Christian is back to within 5 points here in the second quarter. 3 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the first half. The Hawks will play things in off of the far sideline. Stirrup will get it to Hamburger. He'll bring it across the midcourt stripe. Dribbles behind his back. Lobs it inside to Stirrup. Again, turnaround jumper is up there. Rattles around and goes down through the hole. Stirrup having a good night tonight. He's got 10 points in the ball game. He had 10 points in the contest last night against SCOTUS. We're in the second quarter, 23-16. St. Cecilia with the lead. Here's a pass deflected. It's into the backcourt. Picked up by Skolk. He grabs it, shoots, and scores. Tim Skolk picks up the loose ball in the backcourt and scores. That's the fifth turnover on Lincoln Christian. And now the Crusaders call a timeout. St. Cecilia has opened up a 9-point lead again over Lincoln Christian here in the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. We'll take a break. 3:10 to play here in the second quarter. It's Hastings St. Cecilia 25, Lincoln Christian 16.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190. 1230 KHAS.
It was St. Cecilia girls winning tonight in the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. A game played at the Chapman Gym. No problem with Archbishop Bergen. They win 88-32. So the St. Cecilia girls will play either Newman or Concordia coming up on Thursday night here in Lincoln. At Lincoln Christian, that'll be a 7:45 ball game. And we'll have that game for you here on 1230 KHIS, beginning with a pregame show Thursday at 7:30. 25-16, the St. Cecilia boys trying to gain a semifinal berth on Friday night with a win here tonight. There's a J.D. Freeman, kicks it back outside to Gibson. His shot for three is no good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger. So St. Cecilia with a 9-point lead. Joe Groffel now into the ball game for St. Cecilia. Nearly whistled for the over and back, but he gets the ball now into the hands of Hamburger. That is Stirrup, left side of the lane. Zach backs up, throws it back out on top. There's a long-range jumper again by Hannon for three. His shot no good. Rebound Hamburger. St. Cecilia doing a good job with the boards. They get it back inside his stirrup. His shot from point-blank range, no good. Hamburger had the rebound, lost it. Cole Dworak picks it up. Dworak now with the ball for Lincoln Christian. He runs her back the other way, down the right side of the lane. To the basket he goes. His shot, no good. Rebound is loose. It's picked up there by Gibson. His shot's going to be blocked by Stirrup. Picked up by J.D. Freeman. Down in the corner to Dworak. Dworak deep in the corner to the left side. Now drives the baseline. Puts it up there. The shot, good. Cole Dworak gets the field goal. And he's going to be... Let's see. It looks like Zach has got some problems now. They've lost a contact lens. So a timeout's going to be called here as Cole Dworak got the field goal. He's now got 4 points in the ball game. The contact has been found, and Sturb's going to have to check out of the ball game. Sheehy comes back in there. 2:07 to play here in the second quarter, 25-18. The Hawks have a seven-point advantage, and St. Cecilia will inbound the ball. Hannon has got it here in backcourt. So Mike Hannon dribbles with the ball here for St. Cecilia. Lincoln Christian will attack back here with J.D. Freeman. Here's a pass to Hamburger. Gets it into the offensive scoring zone. Left side of the floor. Hamburger picks up the dribble. Comes out now to Tim Skoke. Skoke puts it on the floor. Takes it to the right side. Stops. He's trapped out here in the three-point territory. Sends it back to Hamburger on the far side. Angles in. Can't put up a shot. Out to Skoke. Not a Groffel. Cross-court pass goes back to Hamburger. Back to Joel Groffel at the top of the key. Sends it down in the corner left side to Hannon. Back out between the rings again to Tim Skoke. Gets away. Dribbles to the elbow. Left side of the lane. Can't put up a shot. Goes to Groffel on the right sideline. 1:27 to play. Here's a pass. It's going to be tipped into the backcourt. It's going to be picked up by Colson. He drives, shoots, and misses, but he's fouled in the play. He was fouled by Groffel. So Joel Groffel picks up the personal foul for St. Cecilia. He saw his first playing time of the season last night in the ball game against Columbus Scotus. Of course, suffered that broken arm in the finals of the state football championships. Still got a heavily taped left wrist. He picks up a personal foul here. And going to the free throw line will be Colson. His first free throw is up and no good. Colson now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line this season. That was his first miss this year. Colson averaging 1.8 points per ball game. Here comes Stirrup back into the ball game. Checking out, it's going to be Ryan Sheehy. Next shot is up there. He misses that one, and the rebound comes down to Hannon. So after hitting two all season long, Colson comes to the free throw line here and misses two. 25-18, St. Cecilia with a 7-point lead. Hawks have the ball. Here's Mike Hannon on the deep wing, right side. Takes it down on the baseline to Stirrup. Down in the corner on the left side now to Hamburger. Shot way off of the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to J.D. Freeman for Lincoln Christian. He runs her back the other way. Takes it down the right side of the lane and now retreats. Gets into the hands of Dworak. The ball tipped away. It's picked up here by Freeman. Freeman for Lincoln Christian. Down to Colson. Back on the wing to Freeman. Back outside to Dworak. Shot for three. Good. Cole Dworak hit the three ball. He's got 7 points in the ball game. And now Lincoln Christian back within 4 points. 25-21. 39 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Down the near sideline is going to be Hamburger. Now an offensive foul is called on Hamburger as he knocks down Cole Dworak right in front of the Lincoln Christian bench. So Hamburger picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. A charging foul there. And now Lincoln Christian with 34 seconds to play in the second quarter has a chance of the final shot here. Of this first half, it's 25-21. St. Cecilia is led by as many as 9 points here in this first half. Andre Orduna with the ball. Hands it away to Cole Dworak. Outside down to Gibson at the top of the key. His pass is going to be tipped. It is loose. It's picked up there by Stirrup. He loses control of the ball. It's picked up by Power. Now to Dworak for three. His shot is up there. Dances off of the rim. No good. Rebound Gibson. Back outside to Orduna. His shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Stirrup. Outlet pass to Cesar Tino. Tino drives, shoots, and scores. Cesar Tino scores for St. Cecilia. He's got 4 points in the ballgame. Back the other way, 2 seconds, 1 second. Freeman, his shot from 35 is no good. And that is the end of the first half of play. So two quarters in the books tonight in boys high school basketball here at Lincoln Christian High School, the second round of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia 27, Lincoln Christian 21. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff and Brent, have more than 25 years combined experience, and they'll come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call your hometown experts, Auto Glass Experts, 463-0025. The clear choice, Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling, and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Sideline from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at Lincoln Christian High School. This is the second round of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament tonight here on 1230 KHIS. And Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead over Lincoln Christian. The score is 27-21. Nip and tuck for the first couple of minutes of the basketball game here tonight. In fact, we were tied up at 2, 4, 6, 8 in the first quarter before St. Cecilia scored the last 6 points of that first quarter. Hawks led at the end of one by the score of 14-8. Then St. Cecilia in the second quarter eventually got out to a 9-point lead at 19-10, also led by 9 points at 21-12 before Lincoln Christian came back and eventually cut the lead down to 4 points at 25-21 late in the second quarter. But St. Cecilia getting the final field goal from Cesar Tino there in the first half, and our score at halftime, Hastings St. Cecilia 27 and Lincoln Christian 21. Winner of this ball game will move on to the semifinals on Friday night at 7:45. They will play the winner of the game going on tonight in Grand Island between Boys Town and Grand Island Central Catholic. So the winners of these two games will play at 7:45 on Friday. The other half of the bracket, the upper half, will play at 6 o'clock on Friday night. Games tonight, Archbishop Bergen, the number one seed here on the boys' side of things of the Centennial Conference Tournament, taking on Lincoln Lutheran tonight. And the other game has Council Bluffs St. Albert taking on Wahoo Newman this evening. So the winners advance to the Friday semifinals coming up on Friday at 6 o'clock and 7:45 here at Lincoln Christian. Meanwhile, on the girls' side of things, Hastings St. Cecilia is advanced. The Hawkettes will play in the semifinals on Thursday night at 7:45 against either third-seeded Concordia or Newman, the number 6 seed. Those two teams playing tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia has already won their ball game back at the Chapman Gym. No problem tonight with Archbishop Bergen as they win by a score of 88-32. Upper half of the bracket, you've got Columbus Scotus playing the top seed, Aquinas Catholic. The winner will get Grand Island Central Catholic in the semifinals on Thursday. So the girls' semifinals will be played at 6 and 7:45 on Thursday night. The boys' semifinals will be played on Friday at 6 and 7:45. And then both championship games on Saturday. It'll be at 4:15 for the girls' championship and 6 o'clock for the boys. And again, the action here at Lincoln Christian. We're at halftime here of this quarterfinal matchup on the boys' side of things. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of Lincoln Christian by the score of 27-21. We'll come back and check the scoring in the first half right after this.
Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that as an athlete, you work hard to be the best you can be. When an injury happens, we know getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back into the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings or online at KerrChevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
1230 KHAS.
Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College, winner of the GPAC All-Sports Trophy the past 2 years. pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Other teams in action tonight. Adams Central is playing Hastings High in girls basketball at the Patriot Gym tonight. Things running light out there. We understand that ball game is just now getting started between Hastings and Adams Central in girls play. The Hastings High boys basketball team is playing at home tonight up at the Tiger Gym. They've got a meeting with Columbus this evening. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of Lincoln Christian here. Boys high school basketball from the Centennial Conference basketball tournament. Zach Stirrup leading the way so far for the Blue Hawks. He's got 5 field goals, 10 points here at halftime. Mike Cannon has got 9 points. He's got 3 field goals, and he's got a 3-point field goal in the first half for his 9. Cesar Tino has knocked down a couple of field goals for 4. Chase Bassett, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line, 2 points. Tim Skoke has got 2 points on a field goal. He is 0 of 2 from the free throw line. So St. Cecilia, 2 out of 4 from the stripe in the first half. They've got 6 turnovers in the basketball game. Lincoln Christian with 5 turnovers. They're being led by Cole Dworak. He has got 7 points. He's got a couple of field goals, and he's also nailed a 3-pointer here in the first 16 minutes of play. J.D. Freeman has got 3 field goals and 6 points. He is 0 of 2 from the free throw line. Logan Power has got a field goal, and he is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. He's got 4 points. The other scorers for Lincoln Christian, Levi Gibson, their leading scorer on the ball club, has got just 2 points here in the first half on a field goal. And Andre Orduna has got only a field goal and 2 points here at the break. Lincoln Christian, 2 out of 6 from the free throw line here in the first half of play. So again, St. Cecilia jumping out to a 14-8 first quarter lead. They expand that lead to 9 points a couple of times in the second quarter at 19-10 and 21-12. Lincoln Christian cuts the lead down to 4 points at 25-21, but St. Cecilia getting the last field goal by Cesar Tino there in the second quarter, and the Hawks have a 6-point advantage here as we get ready for the second half of play. Tom Dinsdale Chevrolet Cadillac GMC in Grand Island is a proud supporter of Hastings Catholic Schools. Tom Dinsdale Chevrolet Cadillac GMC reminds us that Blue is coming up on April 9th. We've got the second half coming your way in just a few minutes. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Hastings College graduates become astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing from new construction, remodeling, repairs and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back at Lincoln Christian High School for the second half of our Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament ball game here tonight between Hastings St. Cecilia and Lincoln Christian. It'll be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball here off of the far sideline to begin the second half. St. Cecilia with the opening possession. They'll shoot to our basket to our right. Hawks have a 6-point lead. Here's Phil Hamburger with the ball. Comes over here. Chase Bassett, free throw line extended right side. Out to Hannon, who had a hot hand there in the first half with 9 points. Hamburger gets it back. Down in the corner now to Chase Bassett. They lob it back inside his stirrup. Here's a pass to Hannon. His shot is up and in. Hannon hits the deck. No foul call, but he gets the field goal to go down. As he sends that one up right in front of the basket, he's got 11 points in the ballgame. 29-21. Hawks now with an 8-point advantage. Cole Dworak has got the ball now for Lincoln Christian. They come over here on the left wing to J.D. Freeman. They work it inside to Gibson. Kicks it back out. Here's a three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good by Logan Power, and the rebound comes down to Hamburger. The ball tipped away by Dworak right into the hands of Stirrup. Stirrup gets it back to Hamburger, and he brings it into the offensive zone. Phil Hamburger with the ball down in the corner. Cesar Tino has got it. Brings it up high on the block. Now spins. Takes it down on the baseline. Can't put up a shot over Dworak. Kicks it back out in the three-point territory. That's a Stirrup with the ball. Now to Mike Cannon. Cannon lob pass comes to the near side as they get it to Hamburger again. Out of Cesar Tino. Tino spins out here. Can't penetrate inside. Stops at the top of the key. Cesar, bounce pass over here to Hamburger. Hamburger holds it with his back to the basket. Cross-court pass goes to the right side to Chase Bassett. Inside his Stirrup. Down to Cesar. In the corner. Shot for three is no good. Rebound comes down to Bassett, and the foul is going to be called. Bassett got the rebound for St. Cecilia, and he's hacked on the arm. Foul is going to go on Levi Gibson. That's going to be his first. Team foul number one of the Crusaders here in the second half. Non-shooting situation. It'll be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own hole. Philip Hamburger will play things in for the Hawks. That is Stirrup. So Mike Cannon out here in three-point territory. Lincoln Christian stays with his man-to-man defense. Here's Hamburger on the high post. Stirrup has got it at the top of the key. Stirrup going to drive the ball down the right side of the lane. Now gives it up to Cesar Tino. Takes it into the paint. Back outside to Hannon. Lobs it back to a Stirrup. Right side of the lane. Stirrup looks, goes cross-court now. Chase Bassett back outside to Cesar Tino. Hops it down to the left side of the lane. A shot good. Cesar takes the ball right to the hole there for St. Cecilia. He's got 6 points in the ball game, and now the Hawks have a 10-point lead. This is their biggest lead of the ball game, and it comes with 6 minutes to play. Here in the third quarter, it's 31-21. Lincoln Christian back on the attack. Cole Dworak comes out to Logan Power. They work the ball inside to Gibson. He spins against Stirrup. Puts up a shot, no good. Zach grabs the rebound for St. Cecilia. So in two possessions now, Lincoln Christian has pounded the ball inside to work on Zach Stirrup, and in both instances, they have come up empty-handed. St. Cecilia now back in their offensive end. Mike Cannon has got the ball. Entry pass. They get it to Stirrup. Jump pass down in the corner. Cesar Tino for three. Shot's going to be up there. No good. Rebound Hamburger. Comes back up to Stirrup. He drives it down the lane. Contact made. Foul called. Foul here is going to go on Lincoln Christian. It's going to go on Logan Power. That's going to be his first. Team foul number two on the Crusaders. Grant Techmeyer comes into the ball game now for Lincoln Christian, replacing Power. Also coming down to the scorer's table for Lincoln Christian and checking in is going to be Leighton Chiquin. Chiquin is just a freshman at 5'10", so Chiquin is into the ball game here for J.D. Freeman. St. Cecilia will inbound. Here's a Stirrup with the ball. Gets it back to Hamburger on the baseline. Hamburger lobs it back out between the rings. That's a Cesar Tino with the ball now. Tino works against Cole Dworak. Circles around. Takes it down on the baseline on the left side. Out to Stirrup now on the wing. St. Cecilia with a 10-point lead, 31-21. Hawks with the ball in their offensive zone. Here's Hamburger. Dribbles to the elbow. Puts up a shot. It's going to be short. Misses everything. Hamburger tries to save it. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be a Christian basketball. So not a good shot taken there by Hamburger from the elbow right side of the lane. He throws it up there and misses everything. 10-point lead now for St. Cecilia, 31-21. Here's Cole Dworak with the ball down the near sideline to Chiquin. Comes back out now into three-point territory to Dworak. Takes it down the left side of the lane to a Chiquin. Chiquin back out to a Gibson at the top of the key. Bounce pass goes inside to Techmeyer. His shot's going to be partially deflected. And the ball is brought out of there again by Hannon. So again, Stirrup gets his hands on it there for the St. Cecilia defense. The Hawks with a 10-point lead, 31-21. 4.5 minutes to play here in the third quarter from Lincoln. Hamburger's got the ball. Has it tipped away by Dworak, but is picked up here by Hannon of St. Cecilia. Now to Hamburger. Hamburger goes out here to Mike Hannon, still out in three-point territory. To Cesar Tino, dribbles to the elbow. Out to Hannon for three. His shot is up there. It's good. Mike Hannon nails another three ball. Hannon leading the way tonight for St. Cecilia. He's got 14 points in the ball game, and St. Cecilia is out to a 13-point lead, 31-21, or actually 34-21 now. 4 minutes to play. Here's a Techmeyer at the top of the key. Spins at the free throw line. Drives the ball against Bassett. His shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Stirrup. Outlet pass comes to Cesar Tino to Hannon. Now inside, driving. His shot is up there. It's no good. That's Hamburger, and he's fouling the play. Hamburger slid down the lane. Bassett got him the ball, and Hamburger misses a shot, but he's going to go to the free throw line here as he's fouled by Levi Gibson. That's the second foul on Gibson. Team foul number three already on Lincoln Christian here in the third quarter. Hamburger to the free throw line. He has not scored so far tonight. He was 3 out of 6 from the free throw line last night. His shot is up there. It is good. Hamburger had 13 points in the ball game against SCOTUS last night. He scored 15 points in the first meeting between these two teams back on January 8th here in Lincoln when St. Cecilia beat the Crusaders 55-48. Next shot by Hamburger is good, so he nails a pair. And the Blue Hawks now have a 36-21 advantage. The Hawks have scored the first 9 points of the third quarter. Here's a Lincoln Christian with the ball in their offensive zone again. Shaquin out to Techmeyer. Now left side in the wing to Orduna. Orduna out to Freeman, who's back into the ball game, trying to penetrate inside. Can't do it. Here's a Gibson. He's going to drive the ball again down the right side of the lane. Puts it high off the window. His shot no good. Ball being tapped around, and Shaquin grabs the ball here for Lincoln Christian. Out to Orduna. Orduna now to J.D. Freeman. Drives it down to the left side of the lane. Stops. Picked up by Hannon. Back out to the top of the key. That's a Gibson with the ball. Techmeyer will set a screen. Gibson tries to penetrate, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Stirrup. That's going to be his second. Personal foul number two on Stirrup, and team foul number one on St. Cecilia here in the third quarter. Non-shooting situation. It'll be Lincoln Christian inbounding the ball. As they get it to Shaquin, he takes it underneath the basket down here on the baseline. Nearly lost it out of bounds. Gets it now in the hands of J.D. Freeman to Orduna. As Lincoln Christian having a tough time penetrating the St. Cecilia defense in this possession. Here's Gibson, works it inside to Techmeyer. His shot is up there. It's no good, but he's fouled in the arm. Hannon picks up the foul for St. Cecilia. That's going to be his second. So two fouls now on Hannon. Second team foul on St. Cecilia. This will be a shooting foul, though, as Grant Techmeyer was hit on the arm. It's active shooting here. So Techmeyer goes to the free throw line. He's a 55% foul shooter in the season, 5 out of 9 from the free throw line. He's averaging 2 points per ball game, and his free throw just barely draws iron. It's no good. Lincoln Christian now 2 out of 7 on free throws tonight. Here comes Scope back in. Here comes Sheehy in. Bassett and Hannon will come to the bench. 2:56 to play here in the third quarter. St. Cecilia has outscored Lincoln Christian 9-0 here in this third quarter. Next shot is up there is good. So now it's 36-22. St. Cecilia with the advantage. And now Lincoln Christian applies some pressure back here. It's going to be stolen away. Shaquin has got it. That's a turnover on St. Cecilia, the seventh one of the ball game. Driving inside, here's a shot by Orduna. His shot from 10 is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Scope. Lincoln Christian not shooting the ball well here in this basketball game tonight. Hamburger drives it across the 10-second line, and a foul is going to be called. Andre Orduna ran into a screen that was set up there by Sheehy, and Orduna went down like he just ran into a concrete wall. And the way Sheehy is built, I can see why. A foul is going to be called on Orduna. That's going to be his second. Team foul number four on Lincoln Christian. St. Cecilia will inbound the ball off the far sideline. Tim Skok, the ball in hand, comes out to Cesar Tino. Tino takes off, gets it back to Skok on the wing, trying to penetrate. Bounce pass goes left side of the lane. They get it to Zach Stirrup, spins toward the baseline, puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped out. It's picked up now by J.D. Freeman. Freeman for Lincoln Christian. And now we got a foul called in backward on Skok. Tim picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number three on the Blue Hawks. 2:23 to play here in the third quarter. The winner plays in the semifinals on Friday night at 7:45 against either Grand Island Central Catholic or Boys Town. 36-22 is the score. St. Cecilia with a 14-point lead. J.D. Freeman with the ball right side of the lane. Gets it out to Gibson. He drives it down the lane. Nice pass down low, grabbing the ball. Techmeyer, and he blows the easy one. Rebound Gibson, and the follow shot is up and in. Levi Gibson now with 4 points in the ballgame, 36-24. St. Cecilia's lead is now a dozen. Here's Scope with the ball down the right sideline. Scope pulls up on the right wing over here, right in front of the St. Cecilia bench. Gets it now into the hands of Hamburger. This Caesar Tino drives the baseline. Tino goes up for the shot. It's blocked down. Blocked down by Gibson. Picked up by Techmeyer. Techmeyer now to Colson. His driving layup is going to be no good. Rebound is brought down by Sheehy of St. Cecilia. Sheehy gets the ball now to Hamburger. The stirrup down the lane. He goes. His shot is up there. It is good, and he's fouled in the play. So Stirrup leaves the break there. Gets the ball and puts it down through the hole, and he's fouled in the play. Zach Stirrup gets the field goal. He's now got 12 points in the ballgame. He is fouled in the play here by J.D. Freeman. That's going to be a check that's going to go on Cole Dworak. That's going to be his second. Second foul on Dworak, team foul number five on the Crusaders, and Zach Stirrup goes to the free throw line. He was 2 of 2 from the free throw line last night. He's upped his average to 53% now from the stripe. His shot is up there. It is good. So Stirrup with 13. Mike Cannon has got 14. And the Blue Hawks have a 15-point lead again. 39-24 with a minute and 27 seconds to play. Here's Dworak. His shot is going to be up there no good, but he's hacked on the arm. And Sturra picks up the foul. That's going to be his third. So now Zach with three personal fouls. And Lincoln Christian will go to the free throw line. Cole Dworak will toe the mark here. He has got 7 points in the ballgame thus far. A couple of field goals and a three-pointer. He's not been to the free throw line yet. He's an 84% foul shooter in the season. He's made 21 out of 25. He hits this one. So he's now got 8 points in the ball game. Here comes Bassett into the ball game now for Stirrup. So St. Cecilia will go with a smaller lineup as Zach comes to the bench. 39-25 is the score. St. Cecilia with a 14-point lead. A minute and 23 seconds to play in the third quarter from Lincoln Christian. Next shot is up here. It's good. So Dworak hits a pair of free throws. And the Crusaders are back to within 13 points, 39-26. There's Hamburger with the ball into the offensive zone. The Hannon on the far sideline. The Hamburger comes across the top to Chase Bassett. Bassett near sideline to Scope. Lincoln Christian turning up the heat now defensively, attacking all over the place. Here's Hannon with the ball out here in three-point territory. Backs up near the timeline. Sends it down the right sideline now to Sheehy. Ryan Sheehy dribbles once. Now he's in trouble. Has to get rid of it. Does so. Hannon grabs the ball. Hannon works over there against J.D. Freeman. Hannon gets away, dribbles to the top of the key, lobs it over here to Skoke. Skoke dribbles once, sends it back out on top to Hannon. Now left side, that's a Hamburger with the ball down at the baseline. His off-balance shot no good, and he's hammered on the arm by Dworak. We're down to 41 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Dworak gets hit with his third personal foul. And going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia again will be Hamburger as he was mauled in the act of shooting, driving to the basket. Hamburger, 2 of 2 from the line so far tonight. He's averaging 12.8 points per ball game and 5 rebounds per game. So Hamburger will toe the mark, eyes the bucket, lets it fly, and scores it. Hamburger will have one more. St. Cecilia now with a 14-point lead. It's 40-26. St. Cecilia led at halftime 27-21. So Lincoln Christian has scored only 5 points here. They've been outscored 13-5 in the second quarter. Hamburger will have one more. Shot is up there. It's perfect. He's now 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. And St. Cecilia has a 15-point lead again. This matches their biggest lead of the ball game, 41-26. With 41 seconds to play, Hawks attacking here in backcourt. Up to 4 comes Andre Orduna. Takes it to the elbow on the right side of the lane. Kicks it back out. Here's a 3-pointer put up there. It's good. A 3-pointer put up there by Lincoln Christian. And now the ball is going to be tapped out of bounds. It's going to be St. Cecilia ball. The last guy who hit that three-pointer is not even on the roster. I don't know where he came from. He's not even on the roster. We'll double-check that at the break. 41-29 is the score. St. Cecilia has got the lead. We got 23 seconds to play. 23 seconds to play here in the third quarter. The Hawks have a 12-point advantage. Lincoln Christian will inbound, or actually St. Cecilia will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Sheehy gets it to Tim Skoke. Skoke dribbles once. Now to Sheehy down the near sideline. 18 seconds to go. Sheehy nearly travels with the ball. Now he's double-teamed. Gets it away to Mike Hannon. Now to Skoke. Drives the baseline. Whistle, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to be called on J.D. Freeman of Lincoln Christian. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number 7 already on Lincoln Christian, so St. Cecilia is already in the bonus. We're in the third quarter with 10.9 seconds remaining. Tim Skoke will go to the free throw line. Skoke has got 2 points in the ball game on a field goal. He's 0 of 2 from the line. He's 0 and 4 from the free throw line in the tournament thus far. He'll have a 1 and 1 situation here. Skoke did not score in the ball game last night. Eyes the bucket. Shot is up there, and that one is good. Skoke will have one more. St. Cecilia back out to a 13-point lead. 42-29 with 10.9 seconds to play here in the third. The winner gets either Boys Town or Grand Island Central Catholic in a good matchup, 7:45 on Friday night back here at Lincoln Christian. Next one is up there. It's going to be no good. Now we got a foul and a rebound. Sheehy is going to be guilty of a foul on the rebound for St. Cecilia. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number 4 on the Blue Hawks, so a non-shooting situation here is Lincoln Christian will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Andre Orduna will play things in. Orduna looking, finally gets it into the far sideline. That's Levi Gibson with the ball. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Now moves it right side down in the corner. Here's another three-pointer. It's up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Bassett. Bassett in backcourt lets it fly, and his shot is going to be no good, and that's the end of the third quarter. So three quarters in the books tonight in boys high school basketball. The score, Hastings St. Cecilia 42 and Lincoln Christian 29.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
On the first quarter score back at the Patriot Gym at Adams Central, Hastings High out on top of the Adams Central Patriots, 14-3 in girls high school basketball. Hastings High has jumped on Adams Central 14-3 after the first quarter out to the Patriot Gym. St. Cecilia girls winning tonight over Archbishop Bergen here in the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament, 88-32. St. Cecilia with a lead here, 42-29. Here's a shot for the baseline. It's up and in, and he's fouling the play. Levi Gibson on the opening possession of this fourth quarter gets the field goal to go down. He's fouling the play here by Ryan Sheehy. So St. Cecilia has had as much as a 15-point lead here in the ballgame. It's now down to 11 with Gibson now shooting a free throw. Gibson, a 25% foul shooter in the season. He's made only 10 free throws in 49 attempts. 42-31 is the score. Here's a shot. It's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Stirrup. Out of the pass goes to the far sideline to Skok. Mishandles the ball but gets it under control. Skok out to Stirrup now in three-point territory. Zach dribbles once. Gets it back into the hands of Tim Skok. On the dribble now. Comes to the right side. Reverses the ball. Gets it to Bassett. Bassett works out here against Cole Dworak. Down the right side to Mike Cannon. Lobs the ball inside to Stirrup. Goes back to the basket. The ball poked away. Dworak coming from the weak side and knocks the ball loose. Cole tries, shoots, and scores. Cole Dworak has now got 11 points in the ballgame. That's turnover number 8 on St. Cecilia. Now it's a 42-33 ballgame. 42-33, Hastings St. Cecilia with a 9-point lead. St. Cecilia working with the ball in their offensive zone again. Stirrup goes for the hole. His shot is up there and in. So the big guy just decides he's going to take it to the basket and scores. Who's going to stop him, huh? At 6'10". 15 points now for Stirrup. St. Cecilia back to an 11-point lead. 44-33. Here's Andre Orduna. Left side of the lane. Kicks it out here to Levi Gibson, directing some traffic. Gibson now works against Stirrup. Back outside. Here's a long-range jumper. It's going to be off of their front iron. No good. Rebound to Stirrup. Long pass down the floor. Hannon tries to catch up with it, but it goes out of bounds. Turnover number 9 now on St. Cecilia. Cesar Tino comes into the ball game for the Blue Hawks, and coming out will be Skok. 6 minutes and 37 seconds to play here in the basketball game. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top by the score of 44-33. Here's Cole Dworak with the ball now for Lincoln Christian. Comes on the wing to Andre Orduna. Now to Cole Dworak. Dribbles left to right across the free throw line. Dumps it down in the corner, driving the baseline and losing control of the ball. Goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Lincoln Christian basketball. Last touchdown there by Cesar Tino for Hastings St. Cecilia. So Lincoln Christian will play things in. They're down by 11 points here in the Centennial Conference basketball tournament. They get it to Gibson. He works against Stirrup. Tries to put the big guy in the air. His shot is up there. It's going to be blocked down by Zach. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. So another block shot there for Stirrup. Here's Cesar Tino. He drives for the hole. It's going to be cut off, and now we got a violation here. And they're going to give the ball to St. Cecilia. So St. Cecilia will play things in underneath their own basket. Right side, Hamburger will play things in. They get it to Stirrup on the far sideline. Zach trying to penetrate there against Gibson. Nice pass down to Hamburger. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. Phil Hamburger scores. That's his first field goal of the ball game. Hamburger now with 6 points in the contest. St. Cecilia back out to a 13-point lead, 47-33. Here comes Lincoln Christian back on the attack. J.D. Freeman drives the ball to the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but it's a traveling violation. So a traveling violation on J.D. Freeman. That's going to be turnover number 6 on the Crusaders. Now Lincoln Christian attacking here in backcourt. Hamburger gets away. His pass deflected out of bounds. Trying to take it down the floor there to Mike Hannon. The ball tipped out of bounds there by Lincoln Christian. So St. Cecilia will play it in. Left side of their basket down here in the baseline. 5:37 to play. The Hawks have a 13-point lead. The play didn't stir up. Now to Hamburger. His shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Freeman for Lincoln Christian. Running back the other way. Coast to coast. And his shot is up and in. J.D. Freeman takes off and takes it right down the lane and scores. He's got 8 points. St. Cecilia is still with an 11-point lead, 46-35. Hamburger with the ball on the far sideline behind the Mike Hannon screen. Now they give the ball to Hannon on the far sideline. Man-to-man defense here for Lincoln Christian. Hannon goes over to Cesar Tino. Now to Hannon. Back outside to Hamburger. Picked up there by Andre Orduña. Here's a shot up there. It's going to be up and in by Zach Stirrup. Zach Stirrup now with 17 in the ball game, 48-35. It's a 13-point lead. 13-point lead for the Hawks. Deep in the right corner, Dvorak. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good from three. Stirrup grabs the rebound, and the foul is going to be called here on J.D. Freeman. Third foul on Freeman. So three fouls now on Freeman. It's going to be team foul number 8 on Lincoln Christian. So we're going to have some free throws at the other end. Here comes Leighton Shaquin back into the ball game, the 5'10" freshman. Also coming back in is going to be Logan Power. Power, the 6'3" sophomore. So Zach Stirrup to the free throw line. He's got 17 points so far tonight, 1 of 1 from the free throw line. Stirrup now 3 of 3 from the line during the tournament. He'll have a 1 and 1 situation here. His first one is up there. It's going to be good. So the big guy, we got one more. Stirrup now with 18 in the ball game. Mike Hannon has got 14 points to lead the Hawks. St. Cecilia now leading by 14 again, 49-35. We got 4:46 to play. Here's the next shot by Zach. It's up there. It's good. So Stirrup now with 19 points in the ball game. He scored 10 last night. And St. Cecilia back out to a 15-point lead, which matches their biggest lead of the ball game at 50-35. Here's Shaquin with the ball inside the free throw circle. Gets rid of it now. Out here to Logan Power. Bounce pass to the far sideline to Dvorak. They get it inside to Levi Gibson. Spins toward the baseline. His reverse layup is up there. It's no good. Rebound Gibson, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called down here. Gibson hit the deck. And he's going to be guilty of the personal foul and the rebound. So Levi Gibson picks up his third personal foul. After the ball game tonight, we'll have our player of the game and also our coach's post-game show. We'll have St. Cecilia girls basketball coming up for you on Thursday night, right back here at Lincoln Christian. They will play either Newman or Concordia in the semifinals. Those two teams are playing tonight. 7:30 for the pregame show, 7:45 for the tip. Here's Hannon at the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be short. And the rebound comes down to Logan Power of Lincoln Christian. Orduña has got the ball as he drives for the hole. His shot's going to be no good. And the rebound ripped out of there by Hannon. One shot and out, not a Hamburger. Long baseball pass down to four. They get it to a scope. Now back outside the three-point ring. Here's a Mike Hannon with the ball. The Stirrup, not a Hannon. Drives into the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. An off-balance shot. Rebound Gibson. Levi Gibson down the near sideline to Orduña. Orduña, two-handed pass, goes to the right side to Shaquin. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Picks up, be picked up there by Cesar Tino. Down in the baseline, there's a power of the ball. Down in the left corner, there's a shot taken by Orduña that's going to be no good. Rebound Cesar Tino for St. Cecilia. Cesar trying to dribble out of there and finally gets away down the left sideline. Gets it into the hands now of Bassett. St. Cecilia with a 15-point lead, and the Hawks have the ball. 3.5 minutes to play here on this one. Here's Hamburger right side of the lane. Jump pass goes to the far side. Cesar Tino, traveling violation. Cesar trying to take off there toward the basket. His whistle for the traveling violation. That's 10 turnovers now. I'm St. Cecilia here in the ball game, and now Lincoln Christian wants to call a timeout. Crusaders call a timeout, 3 minutes and 27 seconds to play. Here in the fourth quarter, we'll take a break with the score. The Blue Hawks 50, Lincoln Christian 35.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff and Brent, have more than 25 years combined experience, and they'll come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call your hometown experts, Auto Glass Experts, 463-0025. The clear choice, Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS Hastings. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Tom Dinsdale Chevrolet Cadillac GMC in Grand Island is a proud supporter of Hastings Catholic Schools. Tom Dinsdale Chevrolet Cadillac GMC reminds us that Blue is coming up April 9th. 50-35, this is the biggest lead of the ball game for St. Cecilia. The Hawks led 27-21 at halftime. Stressed that lead to 15 in the third quarter. Lincoln Christian had it down to 9 points at 1 point of the fourth quarter at 42-33. But St. Cecilia out on top now by a score of 50-35. St. Cecilia steals the ball now as Stirrup takes that ball away. That's going to be turnover number 7 on Lincoln Christian. Hamburger to Cesar Tino, drives the baseline, and he steps out of bounds. 11 turnovers on St. Cecilia and 7 for Lincoln Christian. St. Cecilia, the number 6 seed here in the Centennial Conference Tournament. Lincoln Christian, the number 3 seed. Here's Levi Gibson from the corner. His shot for 3 is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger of St. Cecilia. Hamburger will dribble out of there now for the Hawks. We're under 3 minutes to play. Here's a Chase Bassett, now to Hamburger. As Lincoln Christian attacks here in backcourt, Hamburger gets the ball in the offensive zone. Chase Bassett now to Zach Stirrup, back out to Bassett here on the right sideline. Bassett gives it up now to Hamburger, lobs it inside to Stirrup with his back to the basket, double team. Stirrup, two-headed pass goes to the far side to a Cesar Tino. Out to Chase Bassett, down to Tino in the corner, puts it on the floor, dribbles out here in three-point territory, and the foul is going to be called. Cole Dworak picks up the foul. That's going to be his fourth. So four fouls now on Cole Dworak. That's going to be team foul number 9 on the Crusaders, and it appears that St. Cecilia will pick up their second win of the season against Lincoln Christian. They beat them earlier this month, 55-48 here in Lincoln. Right now they got a 50-35 advantage over the Crusaders. As Cesar Tino goes to the free throw line and his shot is up there, it's going to be no good. The St. Cecilia defense has been rock solid here the last three ball games. This is number 4. They've held their opponents to under 40 points in all 4 of those ball games so far. Cesar Tino will have one more. His shot is up there, it's good. We got 2 minutes and 32 seconds to play in this one. And St. Cecilia now with a 51-35 advantage. This is their biggest lead of the ball game here in the fourth quarter as we approach the 2 minute mark here in this one. J.D. Freeman has got the ball. Right side of the lane, throws it down in the corner. Here's a long range jumper. It's put up there, no good. Gibson with a rebound. Gibson comes back out in 3 point territory. Dworak now left side to Orduna. This shot for 3 is up and in. Andre Orduna scores. He's now got 5 points in the ball game. It's 51-38. St. Cecilia leading by 13, and now the Hawks want to call a timeout. Stirrup having problems inbounding the ball, so St. Cecilia calls a timeout. 2 minutes and 4 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 51 and Lincoln Christian 38.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings tips at Sports Cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS, also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College, winner of the GPAC All-Sports Trophy the past 2 years. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Hastings College and Midland University tomorrow night here on 1230 KHAS. We'll be in Fremont tomorrow. 6 o'clock for the women's game, 8 o'clock for the guys. We'll have both contests right here on 1230 KHAS. Back to Lincoln on Thursday for the semifinals here, the Centennial Conference Tournament. If St. Cecilia can hold on here, we'll be back in Lincoln again on Friday. 51-38 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with a 13-point lead. Hawks have the ball here in backcourt. Hamburger dribbles to the far sideline. Down to Stirrup, gets into the offensive zone. Stirrup holding the ball, comes out now to Mike Cannon. Cannon's had a good ball game here tonight for St. Cecilia with 14 points. Here's Stirrup, left side of the lane, back out to Hannon. Out here in three-point territory. Now to Hamburger. Hamburger holds the ball here, now gets away, dribbles to the elbow. St. Cecilia not looking for any shot here, just running some clock. We're down to 90 seconds to play. There's a Chase Bassett with the ball. Now to Hamburger. He's going to be fouled in the play. Fouled here by Andre Orduna of Lincoln Christian. That's going to be his third. That's going to be the 10th team foul on Lincoln Christian. So now St. Cecilia in the double bonus the rest of the way. We'll have two shots. Hamburger to the free throw line. He's 4 of 4 so far tonight. 7 out of 10 for the tournament. And his shot is up there. It's going to be no good. He'll get one more. Hamburger now with 6 points in the basketball game. Had 13 points against SCOTUS last night. 51-38 is the score. St. Cecilia is led by as many as 16 here in the second half. Next shot is up there. It is good by Hamburger. The St. Cecilia lead is now 14-52-38. 90 seconds to play here in this one. Andre Orduna has got the ball. Now to Dorak drives the ball to the hole, and he loses the ball out of bounds, but it was tapped out of his hands there by St. Cecilia. That was Stirrup. They got his hands on it. So Cole Dworak will inbound the ball baseline right side. They lob it out here. Orduna picks it up right at the mid-court stripe. Orduna now at the top of the key, works it against Hamburger. And now here's a steal over there by Cesar Tino. The Hamburger gets it to Mike Cannon. He drives, shoots, and misses the easy one. Tap try by Hamburger, no good. And the rebound comes down to Lincoln Christian. J.D. Freeman with the board. He runs her back the other way on the dribble. Comes out to Orduna. His shot for three is up there. Rims off, no good. Rebound comes down to Cesar Tino. Under a minute to play now in the ball game. Cesar with the ball down the left sideline. Cesar stops now. And he lobs it back out here to Zach Stirrup. Two-handed pass comes over here to Hamburger. Hamburger dribbling with the ball over to Zach Stirrup. Now to Hamburger. Hamburger now to Cesar Tino. A little short 10-foot jumper. Good. Cesar Tino is scoring there for St. Cecilia. He's got 9 points in the ball game. 54-38. Again, it's a 16-point lead for Hastings St. Cecilia. Here's Dworak for three. Shot no good. Rebound ripped out of there by Mike Hannon of St. Cecilia. Hannon on the dribble now with 24 seconds to play. Here's a pass to Hamburger. He mishandles the ball. Picked up by Gibson. Gibson underneath the hole, and a shot is up and in. Andre Orduna scores. He's got 7 points in the ball game. The Hawks still leading by 14, 54-40. 10 seconds to go. Hamburger, jump pass comes over here to Zach Stirrup. He holds the ball. Zach dribbles once, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second, and this one is over. It's Hastings St. Cecilia going to win it here tonight over Lincoln Christian by 14. Hastings St. Cecilia wins it by 14 points. The final score, 54-40. So St. Cecilia will move on to play in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. They will play Friday night against either Grand Island Central Catholic or Boys Town. Those two teams playing tonight up in Grand Island. The Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic, the number 2 seeded team in the tournament. Boys Town seeded number 7. The 6 seeded St. Cecilia Blue Hawks win it tonight over the 3rd seeded Lincoln Christian Crusaders. The final score, Hastings St. Cecilia 54, Lincoln Christian 40. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Sideline from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that as an athlete, you work hard to be the best you can be. When an injury happens, we know getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back into the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage.
Insurance plus financial services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Lincoln Christian High School, St. Cecilia wins it here tonight. Boys High School basketball. Final score, Hastings St. Cecilia 54 and Lincoln Christian 40. So the Hawks are now 12 wins, 4 losses on the season. Lincoln Christian will drop to 11-5. St. Cecilia got off to a good first quarter lead again, 14-8. The Hawks then stretched that lead in the second quarter to 9 points at 19-10. Lincoln Christian came back to pull within 5 at 21-16 with about 3 minutes to play. The Crusaders within 4 points late in the second quarter with under a minute to play at 25-21, but St. Cecilia getting a final shot from Cesar Tino at the end of the second quarter. They had a six-point lead at halftime, 27-21. St. Cecilia then stretched the lead to 15 points in the third quarter at 36-21, also at 39-24, and at 41-26. The Hawks led by 13 points at the end of three, 42-29. Lincoln Christian scores the first 4 points of the fourth quarter to make it 42-33, but that's as close as it got. St. Cecilia again open up a 15-point lead at 50-35, a 16-point lead at 51-35, and another 16-point lead at 54-38. The Hawks go on to win here tonight 54-40 over Lincoln Christian, so St. Cecilia will play in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament on Friday night at 7:45 against either Boys Town or Grand Island Central Catholic. The St. Cecilia girls will play in the semifinals on Thursday night at 7:45. They'll play either Wahoo or Concordia. Those two teams are playing tonight as well. So St. Cecilia wins it here tonight, 54-40 over Lincoln Christian. The Crusaders led tonight by Cole Dworek. He had 11 points in the ballgame. J.D. Freeman had 8. Andre Orduna finishes with 7. Levi Gibson had 6 points. Logan Power had 4, and Grant Techmeyer had 1. Lincoln Christian, 5 out of 11 from the free throw line in the ball game tonight. Unofficially, 7 turnovers in the ball game. St. Cecilia with 12 turnovers. They were 12 out of 18 from the free throw line. They got 19 points from Zach Stirrup, 14 from Mike Hannon. Cesar Tino with 9. Phil Hamburger with 7. Other scorers, Tim Skok had 3. Chase Bassett had 2. St. Cecilia wins it tonight by 14 over Lincoln Christian, the final score of 54-40. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as high school basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the postgame shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Love smoked barbecue? Then you'll love the Pony Express Smokehouse Cafe. Your mouth will tingle once it indulges in the juicy, slow smoked and roasted brisket, baby back ribs, chicken, or pork with delicious sides like steakhouse coleslaw, oven roasted baked beans, and other delicious sides and desserts. For dine-in, carry-out, or drive-through, satisfy your barbecue appetite at the Pony Express Smokehouse Cafe, 2215 North Kansas Avenue, across from the Dairy Queen, next to Express Mart in Hastings. We're smokin'.
This is the player of the game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here tonight, 54-40 over Lincoln Christian. So the Hawks move on into the semifinals of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. A couple of guys in double figures again tonight for St. Cecilia. Zach Stirrup, solid ninth tonight, 19 points in the ballgame. He had 10 in the first half and 9 more in the second half. Mike Hannon had 14 points in the ball game. He knocked down a couple of three-pointers in the ball game. Had 9 points at halftime, 5 in the second half. Cesar Tino also nailing 4 field goals tonight. Added a free throw. He had 9 points in the ball game. We'll come back and name our player of the game right after this.
Relax, it's Rheem. It's South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. You can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Our player of the game tonight for Hastings Saints to say is going to be Zach Stirrup. He led the Hawks in scoring tonight, 19 points in the ball game. He had 8 field goals. He was 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. Scores 19 points, 10 in the first half, 9 in the second half, and also pulled down 9 rebounds. So just shy of a double-double tonight for the big guy. Zach Stirrup, 19 points, 9 rebounds. He'll be our player of the game tonight as Hastings St. Cecilia knocks off Lincoln Christian by 14, the final of 54-40. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Ream dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned because the coach's postgame show is coming up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net, brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, call 463-0025.
Back at Lincoln Christian again, Hastings St. Cecilia wins it tonight by a score of 54-40 over Lincoln Christian as Kevin Asher joins us on the post-game show, the head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. And, Coach, congratulations on the win. That was a solid effort there tonight.
Yeah, it was. I thought the way we competed, it's the first time all year I just felt that, man, we had 10 guys play in the ball game, and every one of them just competed really hard, and they competed for each other. We've talked a lot about it here lately. Our roles have somewhat changed. Coaches are still trying to fill kids out and how they're going to handle this situation and that situation. You had Joel Groffel to the mix, it's a luxury as a coach, but it's also very gratifying that our kids are unselfish and they just did a great job of, going out and competing hard, whether they got 30 seconds or 30 minutes.
We talked about the roles changing throughout the season. He had injuries at the beginning of the season. Some guys had to step up and be more of a scorer. Then he got some of those guys back. They no longer had to lead the team, so they're still trying to find out how to develop this basketball team, huh?
And we've got the depth now that we wanted to have at the beginning of the season. And anytime you have that, we still have those 3 or 4 key guys that really have to go for us, obviously. Phil Hamburger has just gotten better and better and better. He played a lot of minutes tonight, and he did a great job of handling the ball against that pressure. Without Matt Kissinger in there, he solely did it a lot by himself out there, and it goes unnoticed when you look at the stats, but their pressure did not bother us near as much as it did the first time and even against Kearney Catholic just a week and a half ago.
Zach Stirrup scoring 19 points in the ball game, grabs the 9 rebounds, but he got a ton of touches. Much different than what we saw last night.
Yeah, he had 55 touches tonight, and usually he's somewhere in the 30s, and we chart it, and we tell our kids they got to believe that we're going to ride Zach. He's got to touch the ball, whether it's if he's facing the basket, he's going to find a pass. If he's on the block, he's got to have it. Our kids are understanding that, and I thought, overall effort, probably the best effort we've given all year.
Got onto a good first quarter lead again at 14-8. Really set the tone of the ball game right off the bat, much like last night's ball game.
You can really see the maturity coming with these guys. They understand they're in the conference tournament. They understand each game gets a little bit bigger and the stakes get a little higher. And getting out to good starts, especially when you go on the road. I thought we needed high energy all night just due to the fact that, some people would say, well, you're traveling and you're on the road and all that kind of stuff. We talked about that. That should not bother a 15- to 18-year-old kid. And the good start was the fact that we got to go inside early and we got to get Zach the ball. And he was aggressive. And when he's aggressive, with his offensive game, it really opens up a lot of things for the outside.
Christian made a couple of runs at you throughout the ball game, but you guys were never in trouble. You guys never got rattled in the contest.
No, when you get out to that lead, we talked about that. You get out to a 8 to 10, 12-point lead at times, you really need to just keep chipping away and try to put teams away. And we knew they weren't going to fold, but the fact is it changed their shot selection a little bit. They rushed things on offense, and we thought we rushed in the first, 7 to 10 minutes of the game. We kind of rushed our offense a little bit, but we were getting away with it. In the second half, we were a little more patient and did a great job.
What'd you do defensively? You absolutely took away their big guns tonight.
Well, I thought our kids really, that was come down to just competing. They had simple assignments, switch the guard to guard and things like that. But that simple assignments were just the fact that you got to compete and try to contain their dribble penetration. They didn't beat us to the lane very often, and then getting back in conversion, they outran us last time. And I thought our kids had a little bit better sense of urgency of, hey, we got to get back and stop everything and focus in right away because they're a fast team and they're going to move the ball up and down and try to beat you early enough so that you can't get Zach set or some of the things that we do well as far as taking away the lane.
So you guys have won this tournament the last 2 years. Now you're into the semifinals here again. Coming up on their Friday night, have you even peeked at your next opponent yet, Coach?
Well, I mean, the bracket came out and everybody went, oh, my goodness, that baby's loaded. Whether it's Boys Town, GICC, I don't know if you know the score, but it definitely will be an excellent contest. We've the last two times we played in the semifinals, we won the game against Boys Town 2 years ago in an overtime, I think, fashion. And this year, GICC was right down to the wire last year. You get to this point, it'll be a great atmosphere and experience for this team. They need the big atmosphere, the fact that, that they've got a lot of pride and they really want to make a mark. And whoever it is on Friday night, they'll come to play.
This is just a good pre-test kind of you guys taking here before the districts get underway and hopefully the state tournament later on, because the composition is so good here.
Yeah, it is. The Centennial Conference, I think you can go back like 15 years and there's been 2 to 4 teams at state and C2, C1, D1. And then you look at the state champions and state runner-up. Go back, and I mean, you can just look in the books. The team that, comes out of this conference tournament, usually has a great chance, to do something at the end of the year. And it's Centennial Conference is tough. I think there's, 10, 11 teams that nobody really – When you got your draw, you were just like, okay, that's it, let's go. And feel really good about, being in a Friday night game, because there's a lot of teams that aren't going to be here Friday night that are very deserving.
Okay, congratulations on the win. We'll see you Friday.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Kevin Asher, the head man for Hastings St. Cecilia. Again, the Hawks win it tonight by the final score of 54-40 over Lincoln Christian. We'll take our break and come back. You're listening to High School Basketball.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff and Brent, have more than 25 years combined experience, and they'll come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call your hometown experts, Auto Glass Experts, 463-0025. The clear choice, Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
So Zach Sturup scores 19 points, pulls down 9 rebounds, 14 points for Mike Hannon tonight. Cesar Tino with 9 points. He's seeing St. Cecilia leading this one most of the way, 14-8 after the first quarter, 27-21 at halftime, 42-29 at the end of three. They go on to win by a score of 54-40. So St. Cecilia is now 12-4 in the season. Lincoln Christian drops to 11-5. The Hawks will move on to the semifinals on Friday night. They will play at 7:45. Against either Grand Island Central Catholic or Boys Town, the winner of that ball game going on tonight in Grand Island. Then the championship game on the boys' side of things will be played on Saturday at 6. St. Cecilia girls also winning tonight. They beat Archbishop Bergen 88-32. They will play in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference Tournament Thursday night against either Concordia or Wahoo Newman. That game also at 7:45, and that's a ball game you'll be able to hear right here on 1230 KHS. So we'll stay with Hastings St. Cecilia Thursday night, Hastings St. Cecilia on Friday night, and hopefully in the championship games on Saturday. Tomorrow night we'll be in Fremont, Hastings College and Midland University tomorrow. Women's game will go at 6 with the guys going at 8 o'clock. We'll have the coverage beginning at 5:45 tomorrow afternoon from Fremont. Again, the final score, it was Hastings St. Cecilia 54 and Lincoln Christian 40. For 1230 KHIS Sports, I'm Mike Will.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, give them a call at 463-0025.
Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on Hastings' link to local high school sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.